Attention students, this is your last announcement for the semester. You've had a great year, and I'm proud of each and every one of you. But now it's time to go out into the real world, and I just want to wish you all good luck.
That's Dan Aykroyd.
You're going to need it.
Principal.
So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid.
Welcome.
Young, dumb, broke high school kid. We have so much in common. We argue all the time.
To another Journey podcast.
You always say I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm right. What's fun about commitment when we have all life to live? Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give while we're young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb. Young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb.
Well, welcome to another Journey podcast. I'm Mito. That would be Khalid, Young, Dumb, and Broke. I'm sure you know that song. I'm billions of views, billions of listens on that song. So if you don't have it on your playlist, though, please add it to it. That's a great song, good motivating song. One of the greatest songs, I think. Should be a high school anthem. A few years ago, well, that song came out in 2017. And then right before that song, another song, Young, Wild, and Free. Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa and I can't think of who else, but a bunch of artists made that song. And that's another good, similar song to that one. but anyway, thanks for listening, and I guess I'll start off first. I saw something online. I haven't looked much into it, but I did see that Elon Musk or Tesla, or well, Elon Musk, I should say, has come out or has announced they're working on something called the Pi Phone, which is Elon's or Tesla's phone, cell phone. So I guess they're getting into the cell phone industry. And I guess it's coming out this year, I believe, in next month. So I'm looking forward to it. Me like 6-7 inch screen. It's gonna have a good battery, obviously. It's supposed to be $800 to $999 as the price of the phone. So competitive as far as the price goes. Cheaper than an iPhone, brand new iPhone, that's for sure. And I'm curious. It looks like it's gonna be super awesome, but from what I saw on it, it's going to be able to like connect to Starlink, and if you have a Tesla car, you're going to have a lot more features that way too. So it looks real interesting, and with anything Elon Musk puts out is quality, so I'm sure it's not going to be a crap phone. It's going to be good. I'm just curious on the you know, the operating system and how that's going to be, because you know, Apple's got a great software, iPhone, and then everyone else copied them. But as far as smartphones go, the iPhone can't be matched, I don't think. I mean, Android's all right. Microsoft attempted something with the Windows Phone, which was a piece of junk. Their whole operating system, everything surrounding the whole Microsoft part of the phone, it just wasn't great. You got to be great nowadays. Can't be cheap if you're going to be cheap about something. Or you're going to be restrictive about something, which was the next thing Microsoft did, which they didn't open themselves up. They only wanted their apps and nothing else. Or their software. And and I think that's where they screwed up. And that, and it's Microsoft, and they're sneaky anyway. And they didn't get away with it that time. So we'll see, you know, we'll just have to see how it goes with the Pi phone. But I'm sure it's going to be great, and sure there's going to be a lot of talk about it coming soon. I'm curious myself. I'm a little into tech, so I'm probably will, get one eventually, you know, not right away, because I'm happy with my iPhone. I don't need to go spending extra money on another phone when I'm happy with it. So, but I'm curious on how it is. And when I upgrade, then maybe I'll get one, if depending on how the reviews are on it. But it looks really awesome, though. And one of the coolest features about it is, I guess you can change the color of the phone itself. You know, Apple comes in certain colors, like, you know, rose gold or whatever. They have all these cool sounding colors. Well, with the Pi phone, you can change it. I think like there's four or five, or maybe any color. I don't know, but I know there's at least four colors I saw that you could change it to. But yeah, so anyway, looking forward to that. I saw something which was really, really neat. And really, I gotta grab it. So this Truth Stream Media, Truth Stream Media, they're a YouTube channel. And the title of the video, what I'm about to talk about, is called "Where Did the Rest of the Internet Go?" And here's a quote. "Things are starting to feel very simulated because of how curated everything is." And what they mean by that is everything is, the internet's getting smaller. Internet used to be huge. Or, I mean, it still is huge. I mean, don't get me wrong. When you type in a Google search, you'll get, like, type in Pi phone, P-I phone, you'll get 801 million results. Or if you type in something random, or something controversial, anything, you'll get millions, hundreds of millions, billions results that Google tells you there are. And then you, let's say you don't want to go to the first page. And so you go to the bottom of the search, you know, and you click on the 10. And let's say you don't even want to go on that page, and you just keep going. You just keep going max. Just max it out. Just keep going as far as you think you can go. Because you will not hit 800 million or whatever it is. You will get 20 pages or 20. Anywhere from 15 to 25 pages max is all Google will allow you now. And so what happened to those 800 million results that popped up a minute ago? Well, it's getting curated. Google is now only letting you see what they choose for you to see. If you're searching for something in general, you can even try getting more specific and maybe find something specific. But if not, they're limiting these searches now. So you can only go to a max of 20 pages or 25 pages or however many, 100 and like for PyPhone. I went to the maximum on PyPhone. 197 results on this final page. So it started at 800 million, and now they're only let me go to page 20 and giving me a maximum of 197 results. That's it. And so if I wanted to go further and find something really obscure on the PyPhone, I will have to adjust my search parameters. So I would have to type in PyPhone and then type in, you know, Elon Musk, and let's say I want to see Bill Gates is, or something like that, and type in Bill Gates to get, you know, you just have to extend your search terms. Otherwise, you cannot extend your searches. And so that's what that video is about. Basically, the internet is getting smaller, and Google is now doing that, but they're not the only ones. If you go to the second largest search engine on the internet, which is Bing, Microsoft, they do the same exact thing. First page will give you their total results, you know, several hundred million, let's say. I haven't tried it on Bing, but I know it'll work. And then you keep going and going and going, and you'll get only a few hundred results instead. So not sure what's going on. Not sure when this started. Not sure if there's a way to change your settings or anything on this, but to give you them all, but I don't think there is. I think it is what they give you, and that's all there is to it. And so it's kind of messed up, really. And so the internet's shrinking, it's getting curated. Something's really off with the internet, and it's pretty messed up. You know, the internet originally was a beautiful thing. It connected everybody, and everybody had their own web page, and everybody was got to do whatever they wanted and put up whatever they wanted. And then out from that came all these major tech companies like Google, YouTube, and which is the biggest or largest. And too bad Apple doesn't really have a search engine. That would be cool, but maybe they would let you find more. And then Google bought YouTube, and now everything seems to be curated, and they only want you to see what they choose to allow you to see because of their agendas, because they have agendas for sure. As far as company, you know, the company of Google, the corporation of Google. They're not a company, and they're a corporation. And you know, and when I was younger, I used to think, oh, corporations, they're just meant to make money, and they're you know, that's all. But companies big like this, they have a responsibility. And I think they feel they have a responsibility, but I think they're more on their beliefs than on what's right. You know, it's more on what they think you should see rather than what is right for us to see. You know, because I mean, you know, you don't want to encourage the wrong people, or you know, but at the same time, you want to give the people, your customers, the best experience. And the best experience is to let us do what we want. You know, I mean, this is not what, you know, it's a strange world we live on right now anyway, as it is. And I don't know, Google's kind of reminded me of like, or these tech companies kind of remind me of like what the church was before technology. Whereas the church was kind of controlled, you know, in the Bible, and they kind of told you what you should listen to, what you should see, what you should hear, tell you how you should act and all of that stuff. And tech is like the new church, and that's kind of where it's headed. I mean, it's where it is. It's not where it's headed. It's where it is. Because they censor. I mean, YouTube censors a lot of people. They censor, and they make sure, and even in the comments, they censor comments. I mean, it's just strange how it is. It's just disgusting. It really is. So, you know, I don't know how to fix it. I don't know even if there is a way to fix it, but, or if there is an answer, but I'm sure there's a solution. And, but right now they're so huge, such a big company that, you know, they can do whatever they want. So, they're just going to keep doing it. But that's okay, because we still get our information. We still find what we want. We still find those obscure things. We're still able to do that. So, at least it's still possible right now. All right. Well, on another note, or on a different note, let's see. So, been watching there's a channel on YouTube, of course. I'm sounding like a hypocrite, but YouTube, you still get good things on there. Lots of good people. There's a channel called The Impossible Channel, or That's Impossible. IMC, a guy named James LaFleur, it's his channel. He calls it That's Impossible. And he puts out a video once every, I don't know, a couple of weeks of all these really neat, strange occurrences happening all around the world. And I highly recommend his channel. He, like this last video he put out the other day, he puts a little bit of everything. Like he put these strange sinkholes happening all around the world, and then he put these really strange creatures, like sea creatures in the ocean or in bodies of water, that people get video of. That you can't really identify what they are, and some of them are monsters. You know, like monster, I mean, as in size, like they're just giant. And then, he does UFOs too in the channel. Once in a while, he'll put a UFO, usually one or two per show. It's like a top 10, but not really, because he doesn't like countdown or anything. He just shows one thing and then another and then another. And then he showed this guy, little Luna, I think is the name of the guy. Something like that. Little Luna. And this guy is doing push-ups with no hands. He's putting his feet on the ground and then pushing himself up and down. Apparently by using his mind or mental abilities or some kind of, you know, meditation techniques or something that he has read into and is doing. And now, personally, I don't know. I watched it, and then I went to this actual guy's channel and watched it, and it looks like a trick. I mean, it doesn't look like this guy is doing it, but at the same time, if you read the comments and you look at what people are saying about it, and these people, nobody can figure out how he's doing this, because he's doing it live, he's doing it real time. Not, I don't mean live like as in a live stream, I mean just, you can tell it's, there's no edits or cuts or anything, like his facial features and everything. So unless he's got some kind of invisible device or string or wire, but he also disproves that, and that he goes and does it away from anywhere, kind of like where there couldn't possibly be any way of him doing this with a string or anything. And then if you look and you go back and you see that there's a lot of actually real levitation videos where it's been proven that, you know, like Tibetan monks or this guy in Africa or this guy on this island, the shaman on the island. And it shows them, you know, doing different things like levitating themselves or levitating objects or something. And you can tell these are real. Like these guys do know something, know how to do this. And it probably takes years and years of meditation and ways of thinking. And I mean, who knows really? I mean, I don't know. But that's what they say, meditation and yoga and, you know, these different techniques. And it's just crazy. I don't know. It's just crazy stuff, crazy things, crazy world, strange world. But that's impossible. We'll make this world even crazier and stranger to you, because it sure did to me when I found this channel a long time ago, like years ago. I've been watching him for years. And tell you what, he finds some real interesting stuff all around. And it's not just, you know, spooky or paranormal or nothing. It's just strange stuff. Just strange creatures caught on video, or just strange coincidences happening to people that, you know, that just odd. Just, I recommend checking him out. That's Impossible. On YouTube, or the Impossible channel. And so I recommend that. You'll thank me, because it's a really cool channel, really cool videos. It's just really neat, really neat. And I remember I'm talking about this strange stuff happening. It reminds me of this guy many years ago on YouTube. He claimed he opened up a portal with frequency. I think he said a 525 hertz frequency. He used a website to a device or speaker or something. And sorry, that was some Microsoft alert on my Windows computer. But this guy apparently opened a portal that allowed him to walk onto another planet or somewhere else on this planet. What was the name? I can't think of this guy's name. That guy, something like that. I can't think of the guy's name. I wish I could think of it for you. But you might remember it. It's this portal that apparently he opened, and he has video of him walking through this portal. And then he also has a, and then he says this other strange stuff happening to him, like the Mandela effect stuff. Like, this guy has a Bernstein Bears books, and it's a Mandela effect where it used to be the Bernstein Bears, and then all of a sudden it was the Berenstain Bears. And everybody reminds them as Stein, S-T-E-I-N, but yet every book says S-T-A-I-N. And that's an example of Mandela effect, but he shows it happening in real time, the book automatically changing from scene to stain to scene, like when he walks into a certain area of this, of his apartment or house or wherever he lived. So that's... And I remember that something about the guy disappeared. Like, they could never find him again or something. God, I can't think of Fat Man or Fat Guy or something. But anyway, I don't know. Talking about Impossible Challenge just made me think of that. But yeah, so... if I can find it, I'll put a link on my website. UFO.fish. F-I-S-H, UFO.fish. You can go there, and I'll put a link to Impossible Channel. I'll try to find a link to that portal video and that other video on the internet disappearing, because I think that's something deserves more attention. All right, well. Time's just about up for me tonight, so have a great night, everybody. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Please leave a review, and much love to you. Thank you.
I'm so high at the moment, I'm so caught up in this. Yeah, we're just young, dumb, and broke, but we still got love to give. While we're young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb, and broke. Young, dumb, broke high school kid. Yeah, 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 yeah. Young, dumb, broke high school kids. Young, dumb, broke high school kids.
Thank you.